Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got a great, got an outstanding guest coming at you this half hour, Dr. Eric Cole's back. And he's one of the top security experts on the planet, and spent at least a couple of decades in the trenches in the IT world, and he's worked on the cybersecurity commission for President Barack Obama. He's the author of Online Danger: How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil of the Internet. There is some evil out there, folks. As cool as it is, as sexy and compelling as it is, there's some evil out there. And but today we're going to talk about something that's completely different from the internet in a lot of ways, but maybe not, depending on how you look at it. He's our friend, Dr. Eric Cole. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Eric. Thanks for hanging out with us. So I have been calling blockchain. I've been talking to, well, let me back up a little bit farther. 2 years ago in my 2016 predictions, which I've been doing now for almost 20 years, I said to my readers, to my audience, look, start paying attention to blockchain. It's going to be part of your future. It's very complicated to understand. I can't explain it here. Just start paying attention to it. That was 2 years ago when most people never heard of blockchain and they barely heard of Bitcoin. And I believe that was a pretty good prediction. What do you think?
I think you were spot on. You're a very wise man, because when you look at cryptocurrency, blockchain is really that fundamental technology that makes it all possible.
See, I'm trying to help people completely separate cryptocurrency from blockchain. Those are, in my opinion, you can't have, what I tell people is you can't have Bitcoin without blockchain, but you can have a whole lot of blockchain without Bitcoin. What do you think?
Exactly. Blockchain is just a technology, and the easiest way to think about it, it's just peer-to-peer computing. So instead of having a central computer that keeps all your records, and if that computer crashes, you lose everything.
Yep.
What if your data was stored on 200 computers that all were distributed? So now, even if you lost one or two, your data would still be intact.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. You can use blockchain in so many areas outside of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
Well, that's exactly right, and of course there's so many different uses for it, and this is one of the things I wanted to talk about is blockchain. A lot of people, what I'm worried about for blockchain is that blockchain could wind up getting a little bit of a bad rap. It may even be getting a little bit of a bad rap because of its association with cryptocurrencies. Now we know that blockchain was created originally for one purpose, and that was to launch Bitcoin as a platform for Bitcoin. But since then, it's changed in so many different ways. And so I've been saying that I think blockchain is going to be the next internet class disruptor. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I sort of laugh, because if you go back 15, 20 years ago, blockchain is not new. But when we first started doing computers, we did peer-to-peer because we didn't have any centralized computers.
Well, that was the original element of internet, wasn't it? Peer-to-peer?
Exactly, because there wasn't any high-end
40, 50 years ago.
That's true, yeah. I'm probably thinking nicer, but you're back in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
And that was how it got started. Then we got all tied up on these central server models, which was nice, but it's starting to get dangerous when you have single point of failures. So you're right. IBM is using blockchain to be able to track containers in a distributed manner. You're seeing it being used in a lot of companies for being able to share files. So I think you're spot on when you say the big disruptor. The issue is we have to disconnect it, because like you said, Bitcoin uses blockchain, but blockchain is so much bigger than Bitcoin's a cybercurrency that we really need to disconnect it to.
Well, that's what I've been doing, because what I've been in my work, in my show, in my writing, because I'm saying it's the next internet class disruptor, but Eric, I believe it's going to be a much greater disruptor than the internet, if people can believe that or not. What do you think?
Well, it's actually reshaping the internet, because if you look at the internet, it's really a bunch of untrusted computers that just all work together in collaboration, and all we're doing with blockchain is layering on a method to do applications where we utilize that peer-to-peer and are sharing data. So
Eric, hold on to that thought. I got to take...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.